Understanding the details about the process bringing Bilam and Balak together to work in partnership is somewhat vague when you look through the psukim. The Chasam Sofer is bothered, for example, with a number of points. Why is it that initially Balak only sends the lower level officers to recruit Bilam and not the highest level ones? More than that, Balak, when he sends the officers, the language that they use, or that he tells them to use, is ulai uchal nakebo. Maybe you're able to curse them. Va'agarshenu min ha'aretz. And then it seems that there was a change, that all of a sudden now he starts sending the higher level officers. So what happened? What was that all about? That's part one. And then part two, we transition to the Bilam side of things, which is that the Bilam doesn't seem to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. The second time around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, said, look, im lekrol lecha bo anashim lechi mehem, if they're calling you to go with them, you can do it, but make sure you tell them that you're only going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And it doesn't sound like he says it. And furthermore, why is it that after the donkey is stopped in the way by the malach and Bilam wants to turn around, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him turn around? Why doesn't the angel let him go home? He realized he made a mistake. So says the Chasam Sofer, in order to understand the negotiations here and how this match came together, how this partnership came together, said Balak was unconvinced that Bilam was his guy. Ulai uchal nakabo, maybe you can do it. I'm not convinced that you have what it takes. I heard rumors about you, but I'm not so sure. And now we understand why he sent lower level officers initially, because he wasn't convinced. He didn't want to send his best guys, because the sale that he was trying to make was perhaps with a guy who didn't have the qualities or the capability to curse Klal Yisrael. So what changed? Explains the Chasam Sofer, what changed is Bilam's initial refusal. Bilam said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that I cannot go because ki varuchu, because they're blessed. So when they return back to Balak with that message, Balak is thinking, hold on a second. What difference does it make whether you go or you don't go? They're blessed. They're blessed. So what? So you cannot go, you can't go because Klal Yisrael is blessed? Big deal, so go, but Klal Yisrael will be blessed regardless. So says Balak, it must be, this is the Chap, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Bilam, you have the power to curse the Klal Yisrael and be successful, even despite the fact that they're blessed. You can have success, therefore do not go, because if you go, you will be successful in cursing them. So then Balak said, aha, this guy really does have what it takes. He does have the ability to curse Klal Yisrael and be effective. And that is exact precisely when he sent over the higher level officers to entice him to come. And that's what convinced Balak that Bilam was his guy. But now we have to look at the other side of things. Bilam, when he spoke B'derech Nevuah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im lekrol lecha anashim, lechi mehem. If they're calling you, then you can go with them, but make sure that they know you will only do what I tell you to do. What's interesting is that in the morning, when Bilam reports back to Balak's officers, we're told in Pasuk Chav Aleph, Vayakam Bilam baboker, he got up, saddled his donkey, and went on the road. He didn't report back to Balak's officers that es hadavar asher adaber elecha osos ha'aseh. He didn't tell them that it's going to be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, as the next pasuk says, Vayichar af Elokim ki holechu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told them to go. No, it's as the Ramban explains, because Bilam didn't tell them that I'm only coming on condition that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me is what I'm going to do. You see, had Balak known that Bilam was only going to curse the Jewish people if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it, at that point, Balak would have said, you know what? No deal. The deal is off. I'm not interested. The only reason why I was excited the first time is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go because they're blessed people, implying that if you do go, you're going to be successful. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, go, but you can only do what I tell you. So at that point, Balak would say, forget it. It's not going to be of any use for me either way. Just because you're going, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put his words in your mouth. But instead, by concealing that conversation from Balak's officers, and by extension from Balak, Balak thought he had a chance. Balak said, wow, look, I convinced Bilam, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment of Bilam to stay home because they're blessed. Guess what? I got him to come anyways, and he's going to be successful. He's going to be able to curse Klal Yisrael. That's why he kept quiet. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. He wasn't upset because he went specifically, but he went without telling them why he was going and under what conditions he is going. And that was a tremendous Chilul Hashem. So now, when he's on the road, heading to Balak on his donkey, and the Satan stands in front of him and stops him and embarrasses him publicly, he wants to turn around. He realizes he made a mistake. But the Malach says, no, you can't go back. You got to continue on your way. Why? It's because had he gone back, it would have been an even greater Chilul Hashem. Because now, if he goes back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like he's petty. That, oh, you were going without my permission? And now you're going to be successful? No, 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 you're coming back. That would look like an even greater Chilul Hashem. And therefore, the Satan said, you have to continue. The Malach said, you got to continue on the road. And then just remember. And just remember, the Efes, is Hadavar Asher Adabra Elecha, Oso Sidaber. The words that I tell you, the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, that's what you're going to speak. And then, Vayelech Bilamim Sarei Balak, they continued on their way. So we have Bilam, Balak, initially underestimating or being unconvinced about Bilam's prowess, finally understanding his mettle, what he's made of. And then on the other side, Bilam's tremendous initial Chilul Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satans, the Malachs, preventing him from creating an even bigger Chilul Hashem. And they went together, but with the understanding and the proviso that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what he's going to be able to do. So that gives us a better context of the whole story to understand how the negotiation worked and how Bilam and Balak became partners in this crazy journey to attempt and curse Klal Yisrael. Have a great day.